Good morning. High pressure will be in control of our weather today across interior New York and New England, keeping it sunny and mostly dry. This will allow our temperatures to climb nicely on a light southwest wind off our morning lows and back through the 70s and on average into the mid-80s by later in the day. Now, weak disturbance will pivot well off to our north and west, but some energy will slide by, and it could be enough to ripple off a scattered shower or thunderstorm across parts of the area by the end of the day and into the evening hours. Anything that does fire will be short-lived and move by in rather short order. After any scattered showers or thunderstorms pass by, the night will be partly cloudy and lows will drop back into the mid-60s. This will set us up for another sunny and dry day on Thursday. It'll be warm with a bit of humidity in the air and highs bouncing back into the mid-80s. A zonal jet stream flow will keep the weather mainly dry on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, although a little ripple of energy in that flow could produce an isolated thunderstorm late in the day. But overwhelmingly, the weather will be dry for most of us, and highs on Friday will stay in the mid-80s. By the weekend, a disturbance will approach from the west. The humidity will increase on Saturday as highs reach the mid-80s under a mix of sun and clouds, and we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. After this system passes by, upper-level energy will pivot through on Sunday. This will induce another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. Pleasant and warm and mostly sunny to start next week on Monday in the upper 70s and bouncing back to the lower 80s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, overall a quieter weather pattern is in store for the United States over the next couple of days as the trough over the Great Lakes lifts into Canada and broad upper level high pressure builds into much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. The best chance of showers and thunderstorms will now shift into the northern Rockies and the northern High Plains. This is in response to the approach of yet another deep upper-level low from the Pacific Northwest and a surface low-pressure center over Wyoming. The upper-level low will also bring another period of cool and damp weather into the Pacific Northwest down into northern California and western parts of the Great Basin. Farther south, a weak low-pressure center could form and move from east to west across northern Florida Wednesday into Thursday. This feature could bring some locally heavy rain across northern Florida and the eastern Gulf. Otherwise, heat and humidity will begin to build along the east coast with daily high temperatures reaching into the 90s toward the New York City area. Summer heat will also prevail across the plains with highs reaching the upper 90s over the central plains. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility in fog and 48 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly sunny and 40 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 61, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Gates Park, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 68. The average temperature, 76, that's 6 degrees above normal. 47 hundredths of an inch of rain today for the month now, 4.48 inches, which is 1.29 inches above normal, and 20.20 inches for the year, which is 2.23 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high 99 set in 1952 and the record low 39 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:38 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. An evening shower or storm, then partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm toward evening and highs in the upper 80s. An evening shower or storm, then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. An evening shower or storm, then partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm toward evening and highs in the mid-80s. An evening shower or storm, then partly cloudy overnight tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. An evening shower or storm, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a touch of humidity, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, just an isolated storm late Friday in the mid-80s. A better chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s. A better chance on Sunday as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.